AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone, 2-time challenge finalist, Real World Brooklynite, and host of The Challenge Aftermath.
Yes, and I'm Davon Rogers. Now you know me from The Challenge and also from being America's favorite all-star on Big Brother.
And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Woo, Challenge USA edition.
And that was another great episode of the Challenge USA Day. Can I just say, I did not see them winning. I didn't either. Not only did I not see them winning at all, but I also was kind of glad at the time that I wasn't seeing them win because, I don't know, I just, you know, wasn't a Cachet fan initially, and Tyson kind of comes across like he thinks he owns the challenge. So I don't know.
I wanted Tyson to get humbled. I wanted to see him humbled.
Yes. And then I got humbled because they they started out last and then they came out first. It also brought back some memories because I know someone's going to reference this online. So I have to just call myself out now before beat them to it. I, too, was drugged through water. Shout out Johnny Riley carrying puzzle pieces in the challenge. So there is a meme of that somewhere. So I could understand Cachet's plight in that moment. But, girl, I did not see them winning, like, at all.
Wow. And then even with her, because as soon as the algorithm chose Tyson as her partner, I was like, oh, it's up. It's up. And then when we seen the challenge, I was like, oh, it's down. It's down.
Well, she seemed to me, she seemed more excited. Like, she seemed excited, like, oh, I got Tyson. Because, I mean, who wouldn't be? But he seemed more like, okay.
Why couldn't I get Angela again?
That's yes, what he exactly. Exactly. He seemed more like, okay, you know, with this. But, wow. And these are my least favorite challenges, I think. Like, I don't, like, from a competitor, they're great to watch. But I, the ones that involve, like, endurance swimming, I don't, yes. I remember times where we had to jump off a boat in Turkey and like swim and dive for a raft and stuff. Like they give me anxiety. And this one looked, I mean, a lot of people seem to be struggling with this one.
So crazy. My last season of the challenge, the purge that sent me home, because nobody sent me home on that season. It was a purge. on that season, I fell. I think we were like 40, 50 feet in the air, and I fell into the water. And you know how with water getting in your lungs, you get pneumonia, and that's exactly what happened to me. So now I have a fear because I ended up with pneumonia. The doctor was like, yeah, I'm glad you came in because it was right at your heart. It was circulating around my heart. So now I have this like phobia, you know, kind of tea of why I haven't been back. I'm a little scared.
Oh, okay. And that's some real tea. And now we understand. This is what we were talking about last episode about like the challenge, the risks, right? Of the like that this is real life. Like, yes, it's a show, it's competition, but don't let this fool you. These are not cushy competitions. Davon almost died. I'm glad that she didn't.
First season, you know, got hypothermia. Throw that out there.
Girl. I mean, I got left on the back of a bus once with the challenge also in Uruguay. So a lot, it's a real risky. Yes, girl. Back of the bus story. And I heard that they tell that story every season to the newcomers. It's really embarrassing. We'll talk about it later. But, you know, the show is intense. And this episode was really intense because I feel like we got to see more of Cachet in a lot of ways, which was really interesting. And it was also interesting to me, Cinco and Azza's strategy of not saying who they wanted to go in. Would you have done that? Like, I don't know how I feel about that. Do you think that was
smart? That's the thing. Cinco did not trust her. Cinco didn't. Right. So what I would have done, though, is I would have lied. I probably would have just pulled a random name out of the sky or probably gave a person a heads up. Like, look, don't take it personal. This is about to happen. Somebody who's my friend. Like, don't take it personal. But I don't know. Like, you should have said something. Gave her something or typed in something.
I mean, I can understand where he's saying, like, kind of he didn't feel safe. But I feel like giving the opportunity, they just kind of sat there quietly. So then that left room for Tyson and Cachet to pick anyone that they wanted. And
you heard what he said. Tyson said anybody. She said, who are we looking at? She said Tyson said everybody. I was like, exactly. Oh, God.
Exactly. That was everybody but Angela. Right. That's what he meant.
But Angela.
And everybody, let's be clear, it was everybody but Angela. Yeah, that was super, super intense. And I'm so glad we got to see that. I'm also glad that we have Cachet on this week's episode.
Yes.
We got into so much stuff. I'm not going to lie. Look, we had Tiffany on a previous episode, which was fun. If you haven't listened to that, guys, go back and listen.
Yes.
She was wonderful. I'm so glad we had Cachet because we learn a lot from this interview. A lot we didn't know. And, you know, they always say there's multiple sides or different perspectives to any situation. And we really get some inside tea. She didn't hold back, which we appreciate.
Yeah.
We also got confirmation that Dom does indeed have the personality of a peanut, at least in her experience. So, you know, we just got a lot from this episode. Is it what you expected?
Oh my goodness. This podcast episode was amazing. Like, I'm so excited. And I'm excited for the listeners to hear more about her and to hear her side and just to see her personality. You know what I'm saying? Just to see who she is. I think it's super, super dope. But before we even jump into that thing, we want to hear from you, okay? So please send us your questions through the comments and on Apple Podcasts and on social media with the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. This is your chance. The questions you want, this is it right here. Hashtag AskChallengeUSA. And maybe we'll use the spiciest, the juiciest, your questions that you want to ask in the upcoming Pick Your Poison segment. It's up to you.
It is up to you. All right. Now, this commercial break isn't up to you, but trust me, you're going to want to stay here for what is coming next. So stay right here because we're going to get into this interview with Cachet Proudfoot next.
Yes.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Cachet. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the podcast. Okay, I hear a little trepidation in your voice. I feel like I see it on your face a little bit. What is this nervousness that we're getting?
Don't be scared, boo.
Oh, that episode was a lot. And it's weird reliving it, you know, and especially like on Love Island, I didn't have to watch myself and I still haven't watched my season. I probably won't ever. But I'm nosy. So I have to watch the show. And it's just a lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of emotion. Tell me what your initial kind of feelings are right now. We'll obviously like get into it and tap into some questions we have for you. But like, you know, what are you feeling and why? When you say it's a lot, what are the exact emotions? Can you describe that for us that you're feeling right now?
Yeah. So everything that I've ever done, I stand 10 toes down on it. Right. But there are some things that I do that I'm still like, you know, it's like, oh, that was a little. And this episode was the only episode where I'm just kind of like, fuck, you know, can I swear?
Yes, we keep it real here, girl.
Period. Okay. Because, yeah, I think I love Sarah. You guys didn't really get to see how close Sarah and I got. But it really came down to either saving Justine and Ben or Leo and Sarah. And even though I love Sarah, I was obviously going to save Justine and my Love Island people, you know?
Right.
And it just sucks because we got so close, Sarah and I. I just feel really guilty. So
that's a big, yeah. That's actually a really interesting point, because I was watching that and I was wondering how you manage, because we saw you listening to Sarah kind of like, you know, rag on Leo, which to be fair, she kind of did it to herself. Yeah. Understandable that she was frustrated, but like, yeah, if any day was in this house, if I was in that house, we'd probably feel the same way. Yeah. You know, when she was talking down about Leo, no girl wants to be paired with what they may see as a liability. But I was wondering how you manage to get Tyson to like get on board. But now you mentioned that it was either basically Ben or Sarah. So it sounds like, did Tyson maybe take the lead and say, hey, look, I want to go after Ben, and then you swayed him to Sarah? Or were there other options you guys were considering at the onset, and then this was kind of like a last minute game time thing?
So I didn't really have as much of a say.
Interesting.
I wanted to listen to David. Because what? At the time, like, I love Sarah. I love Justine and Ben. I didn't have a problem with Leo. I fucking love Leo. He just can't swim and I can't swim, so I don't want to be in a challenge with him. But so right. The only other people on the board, Alyssa and David. I vibe with Alyssa heavy. This was my issue with the house. I got so close with everyone. I'm like, wait, fuck.
That's you know? Dangerous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So dangerous. But like, my social game's A1, but it's also like, wait, like, you shouldn't be like spilling, you know, like really getting into everyone's life stories, because mm-hmm. it bit me in the ass in the game. But I wanted to listen to David. Tyson was not having that. Alyssa, at the time, like, I was starting to trust her, and she did save Shannon and mm-hmm. Cinco, so I told her I owed her one.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still like, at the end of the day, yes, you saved my best friend, but if it's between all three, I'm going to throw her in. Mm-hmm. Tyson said no.
Mm-hmm.
So he had drama, obviously. Ben,
did he say why?
He
with no. Did he say why no to Alyssa? And
I can't really remember, but I think it was just like he wanted to do something that would help his game, and I don't think throwing in Alyssa gotcha. And David would help his game. So with Ben, he heard that like Ben was talking like mess about him. So he's like, I want to get Ben mm-hmm. out. I said, well, he's with Justine. And he was like, well, and I said, well, so literally my options were either Justine and Ben or Sarah and Leo. So then the clip of me saying, I want Sarah and Leo, because obviously I'm like, I'm not going to mm-hmm. throw in someone from Love Island. Like, I'm not going to do that. We right. wanted our numbers to stay right. strong. So that was the clip of me saying that. But. Yum.
Okay, so you're kind of giving him a bone, it seems like,
yeah.
because he wanted to get at Ben and he figured this was a closer way to do that, it sounds like.
Right, but I think there's just a lot of stuff I don't really understand with the Sarah Tyson Ben dynamic. I don't think I ever will. But for me, it was just like, and then it was just, I felt guilty too, because I felt like I owed Tyson, whatever you want to do, I'll ride with you. Because he did drag my ass in the water. Yeah, I was the
girl, we
motor.
Saw. Girl, we saw.
I was the motor, but let's keep it real. Like, that man was pulling my fucking ass.
But you know what? In this game, I feel like you have to have a certain sense of selfishness, because I feel like other people are as well. And even what you saying mm-hmm. that Tyson did what was best for his game, at what point are you going to say, you know what? That's cool for you, but what works for me? And I feel like you didn't put your foot down enough
Not at all.
To do something that was going to be beneficial for your game. Like, what would you have done that was beneficial for your game?
Alyssa and David. Was perfect mm-hmm. for my game. And that's why, like, I was sitting mm-hmm. in the room with Cinco and Aza, and I was like, give me a name, because I can't just go in with, I was like, Alyssa and David. Tyson's like, okay, who backs you on that? I'm like, I feel like they would back me, but they weren't saying a name. And like, mm-hmm. during that time, like, the show, there's a lot of different arcs, especially with me and Cinco's journey. We were either really cool or we fucking hated each other. And this was around the time we mm-hmm. fucking hated each other. So, you know, it was like, there's just so much you guys didn't get to see. But in that moment.
So tell us.
Yes, tell us.
Yes, girl. Tell us. What did we not? Because how did you feel seeing him say you were manipulative, by the way?
Let's keep
saw
it.
Him say,
oh, girl.
Okay, let's.
Girl.
Let's keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a buck. And I really.
We need visuals.
Okay, so let me drop some tea. And this is why I don't like doing podcasts, because I be chatting. But I'm going to drop a little bit of tea. Now, when I was Cinco's partner, the episode that Tiffany got thrown in. Cinco wanted to sacrifice us to go in to save Tiffany. Ooh. And I said, yo. And I'm going to say, I just got to, her game be gaming. I said, what could she have possibly said to this man to make him think it's a good idea for us to get thrown in? And that's why you see the clip of me mm-hmm. saying that man is easily manipulated by women. Because I'm like, if we get thrown in right now, we don't get any money for getting thrown in. It's not like, because, you know, you go against someone, you get their money. There was no money to be got.
Right.
I said, why would right. I like end my journey? It's the second week. Why would I sacrifice myself and throw myself in? He goes, yeah, you know, it's just a way to show. I said, you're insane. And he goes, okay. He goes, don't tell anyone. Like, don't tell anyone that I wanted to throw myself in. It could ruin my game. I said, I won't tell a soul. I sprinted back to Love on Ice. Like, yo, tell me why. And I fucking told him, because at the time I did not trust Cinco. You know, this is, again, one of the times yeah. when we were just at each other's throats. And I did tell Love Island. Like, I was talking to, like, Justine, Shannon, and Kira. And I was like, wait, like, is this a good idea? Should I do it just because, like, you know, it would help Cinco's game? That's my thing. I always put other people before myself. And that was my biggest mistake mm-hmm. in this show. So, yeah. So, flashback to, like, this episode, him saying, you know, if you tell her a name or something, she'll manipulate you. It's like, no. It's like, I'm going to do what's good for my game.
Oh, that's...
Because mm-hmm. yeah. if I would have thrown myself in... Even when we got up there and we saw, like, the bike challenge that James and Kayla did, he looked at me and he was like, I don't know. I was like, no, imagine we went in and our journeys were cut short right. the second week.
Right.
You know? So in that yeah. sense, he didn't right. trust me after I told my girls, the people that I trusted in the house, after I told them what he wanted to do. I think from there, he didn't right. really trust me. But honestly...
But you couldn't trust his decision making
at all.
No. Volunteered to throw himself in.
At
I mean, Devin, we wouldn't have trusted that either.
Hell no. Hey, you want me to do what? With
when
who?
He said that, I was like, not... what are you talking about? And he goes, oh, I guess you're just scared. I said, no, baby, I'm not scared, but I'm not.
I'm smart.
I'm smart. I'm not dumb.
That's why, like
just, what? Like,
it was just messy. So then I really wanted a name too. Like, there was the conversation that me and him had. So that conversation actually was had right before elimination. And I was trying to get him to tell me a name again. I was like, Cinco, I want to keep you here. I said, obviously, if you go home, it's best for my game. And he agreed. He's like, yeah, if you weren't here, it'd be best for my game as well. But I was like, I want you to come back. Like, the challenge is his dream. Like, he mentioned that, like, right after we got off Love Island, when we were together, he's like, I want to go in the challenge. Like, I want to be in this franchise. And I was like, and I want to support you. And even though we're broken up, even though I couldn't stand that man, we're still not friends. I don't care what he's doing, but I still want the best for him. I want the best for everyone. That's just who I am as a person. So I really wanted to do what was best for him to come back. Plus, I fucking love Azza. I'm like, this girl deserves to be here as well. But, you know, they just would not give me a name. And it could have changed everything, I think. I'm not saying that Alyssa and David would have lost, but Leo's a freaking mastermind. And I knew. I was like, if it's puzzles, they're gone. We walked and we saw it. I said, bye, Azza and Cinco. Like, I just knew it was a wrap. Just because he's just really good with that kind of stuff.
It was interesting seeing him do such a 180. Like, I don't know if you guys agree. Day, same. Like, the fact that he was such a liability in the main part of the in the competition, the challenge. But that he just killed it on... The elimination was just a complete 180 in terms of his skills.
Yeah, with Leo, my only issue with Leo, besides the fact that he can't swim, it's just, I know you guys see a really silly part of me on the challenge, but like, I'm very, very competitive. And when I'm in the moment, there's nothing funny. Like, we got shit to do, let's do it. And with Leo, he's just so silly. And he was really, really silly the first part. And then I think, like, that's when it clicks. Like, you guys are going to see a different part of Leo from here on out. And you're going to love what you see. Mm-hmm. Because I think it just really clicked for him. He's like, shit, like, oh, you guys don't take me seriously? Watch this. And it was sick. Because after that, everybody was silent. I'll be partnered with Leo. Oh, we're really, like, you know, because he just really showed everyone a different part of him. And I think he needed that, to be honest.
So at any point when this elimination is happening, and you are aware that Sarah and Leo are ultimately going to take it. We see you saying, I'm screwed.
I said, fuck,
fuck, fuck. They're coming back. They're coming back. But even when you, like you said, you came out and you saw that it was a puzzle and you knew instantly. You didn't try to have a sidebar with Tyson. Like, okay, plan B, abort mission. Like, nothing.
I was trying to abort the mission before we even saw what it was. Before we did, before we came out and saw everything, I was like, Tyson, something don't feel right. Something don't feel right. And I said, my gut's never wrong. She lit. So I said, something don't feel right. He goes, and the whole time, he's literally like, I got your back. I got your back. Nothing's going to happen. Yada, yada. Like, we got this. Like, let's do this for our game. And then I'm just sitting there like, how does this help my game? And that's the whole time I was thinking, like, during the time where everyone was like chatting to Tyson and nobody's really talking to me, like everybody like thought like Tyson had it, like we have to convince Tyson to do this. So it's like, mm-hmm. I didn't really have a say. Like, I'm telling you, it would have been Alyssa and David, and I should have put my foot down because I did feel a little, I don't want to say manipulated. I feel that like that word is getting thrown around this season, but like, it's very easy to tell what type of woman I am when you meet me. And it's very easy, like, if you're good at gameplay, right? And you see someone like me in a game, you can just see how big my heart is, right? Like, I'm just going to do whatever makes anyone comfortable. And like, if I ever went back on the challenge, I would 100% change that. But it's just very easy to get me and be like, okay, like, I don't want to do this, but all right, like, I get, you know, like, that's literally what I did with Tyson because it never felt right. I always felt weird about it. I didn't want to do that because Sarah at the time, like, she was in my corner, or at least I thought she was. Who knows what's happening behind the scenes, but like,
wow. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. So coming into this show, you know, you come from the villa and you're, it's a love show. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a sense of competition, but it's not this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so coming into this show with all of these competitors, these, I don't, dare I say, athletes, right? Mm-hmm. You're coming into this show with a bunch of them. Did you ever feel like they underestimated you or just didn't really give you the respect you believe you deserved because you came from a love show? And I bring that up because this season, this episode where you say that everyone went straight to Tyson, but also we watched how Dom was when you were his partner. That was a little hard to watch too. It felt like he really didn't give you any respect at all. Didn't mm-hmm. acknowledge what
I
you
did
were
not
saying
like that or at any of all, that. Cass.
So did you feel like they didn't really care about your opinion because they felt like, well, this isn't her space, this isn't her world?
Yeah. So my biggest thing in my life is no matter what I do, where I go, who I'm talking to, I'm always underestimated. And I think mm-hmm. that's like a big reason why I went on the challenge, is because I'm always underestimated and I knew what I was walking into. Now, I'm a very silly girl. Like, I'm playing too much all the time. I'm always chatting. I laugh a lot. I joke around a lot, but people just don't understand that like there's a brain in here. And when I first got on this show, like, people would like have certain conversations that they shouldn't be having around me, but because they're like, oh, it's Cash. So mm-hmm. that helped my gameplay just a lot because people were just chatting around me, just chatting, and mm-hmm. just no one takes me seriously. And like, I think like with Dom, and I don't want to start some shit, but like, I'm gonna just
keep it real.
Keep it real, Cash.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. And I held back from saying this on Twitter when he was like praising Cinco for our win. I was like, okay, I just kept quiet. But mm-hmm. in my union with Dom, my partnership with Dom, he was the weak link. I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, if and this isn't me being shady at all, but this is like, I rode for you so freaking heavy. I didn't say one bad thing about you other than the fact that you're hard-headed and you're rude, which is a fact. Mm-hmm. But
girl, we see that.
Period. So if James and Tasha didn't lose, if they didn't fall, I don't really know exactly what happened, him and I would have lost. I told him, I was like, I want to run. Can you balance? He goes, do you see me? Like, I'm a man. I was like, okay, I guess I'll balance. Like, I'm a dancer. That's cool. But I was like, I'm a runner. Like, that's like, I can run. Like, let me do this. He's like, no, I got it. He was the slowest runner, so we would have lost because he had the least amount of letters on the board. There's a scene where he goes, yeah, we start and Cash is sprinting. Like, this is a marathon, not a race. No, baby, it's a race for me because I'm faster than you are. Everyone else is faster than you are. If I sprint right now, then I can lap, get more pieces. And then I found out, like, it doesn't work that way because you have to, like, wait till all the pieces are down and then you stack. But my original gameplay was to just sprint, just lap, and then, like, do the most pieces and then have us build that way to give him a head start to run against everyone. Period. So watching him like slander me every single chance he got, I was like, yo, that's fucking crazy to me. Like, yeah, like Cinco was like, Cinco and Sarah were my biggest supporters in that elimination. So the reason why you guys see me crying, I'm spilling all the fucking tea right now, but the reason
it's
why
okay.
y'all see me, but the reason why y'all see me crying after I send James and Tasha home, Tasha's like auntie I never had. Like, I fucking love Tasha. Also, I love James too, but it was mainly like before James left, he whispered in my ear, don't let them play you like you're weak or something he said to me. And then during the, imagine being an elimination. I don't know if you guys experienced this, but like everyone is cheering for the opposite team.
Oh yeah. Been there.
Everybody.
Been there.
Everyone. Everyone's like, come on, Tosh, let's go, James. And like, it's silent. it's given crickets for me and Dom. And so during this point of time, like this is one of the arcs where me and Cinco were getting along really well. And so Cinco and Sarah, mm-hmm. they're partnered up, and like Sarah had my back heavy in the villa or in the compound. And so they were like cheering for us the most. Like it was really just them. And like, obviously Shannon too, that's my ride or die. But everyone was telling Tosh, stack them. And then I couldn't hear what they were saying. So Cinco and Sarah were like, stack the blocks. So I was like, okay, because I wasn't tall enough. I was like, and then I started getting in my head. I'm like, fuck, like, and they're like, stack them. So her and I both start stacking at the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. So Dom being like, the only reason why we won is because Cinco said stack the blocks. I'm like, ooh. Okay, if I stacked them and then what if I knocked down the right. tower? We would have lost.
Right.
What if I was
And
slower?
The main reason we you almost lost is because he wasn't blocking that hole. Like a ding. I mean,
How
my
about
goodness.
That hole?
Period. I'm like, can you just give me my credit? Yeah. Like, why is it so hard for people to say good job, Cash? Damn, she did her thing. Like, why is it right. so unbelievable? Like, okay. And I know when like this show comes out, they're gonna be like, Cash and Tyson only won because of Tyson. I'm good at fucking puzzles, period. Like, no one is right. ever going to look at me and be like, she did her thing, though. Like, never. So, especially in this atmosphere, like, people look at me, I'm smaller, but I'm just like, it's fine. I don't even, like, it doesn't even bother me anymore.
It's okay, girl.
Point,
let the There's power in being underestimated.
100%.
What others perceive as a weakness is your superpower because, yeah, let them talk gameplay around you thinking yeah. no big deal, mm-hmm. right? But then show them in the moment when it counts, like, what you can do. And I'll also say... Yes. Watching it, and Day can tell me, I'm curious what Day thought. So watching it, when I saw you accidentally open the wrong lid, I was like, girl. And then when Tyson about lost his hair, you know, he was freaking out and so mad. And then you guys got there and you won. To me as a viewer, it was apparent he didn't do that all on his own because I felt like he wouldn't have gotten so mad if he was confident that like, you know what, I crush puzzles too. So like, yeah. whatever, we're one lap behind. Like he was freaking out. So, and when you guys got up there, I think you said, come on, Tyson, like, let's go, let's get in the puzzle. Like not all viewers will get it, but just know there, I'm sure there are some who will watch that and know, okay, you had to have contributed to that because there was just no way based on his reactions that like he just solved all of that on his yeah. own. So props to you. Props to you
Thank
on winning
you.
That challenge, girl.
Girl, we saw you going up there with the barrels, putting moves. Your hands in the air. I was like, that's right. Don't touch it, Cache. Yes. Don't touch it.
Girl,
why don't touch
it? It was a raid.
Don't you touch it.
Girl, I looked in my hands as hard as I could. I said, mm. Like, that was terrifying. Because the way Tyson was looking at me, he said, I fucking dare you. I was like,
Oh my God.
And I love Tyson as well. Like, there was no shade. Like, when he was upset, it was, I mean, warranted. Like, I wasn't mad at all. Like,
right.
I was like, no, I fucked up. That one's on me, sir. Like, I got that. Like, yeah. I'm not even mad about it. But I just like that, like, even though he was kind of frustrated and discouraged, I was like, this is where I'm like, I got me.
Yeah.
And I love puzzles. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the shit that I do alone when I'm bored. Like, this is my shit. Like, I'm like, I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't frustrate me. I'm very good under pressure. Like, that kind of stuff doesn't mm-hmm. bother me. Like, I'm an actor. Like, I do musicals. It's like everything is under, like, my whole life is just a pressure cooker. So, like, that kind mm-hmm. of stuff doesn't really get to me. So, I'm like, let's do this. And then immediately we're in sync. And he's kind of, Tyson's a little aggressive in the game, but I don't mind that. Like, I don't mind, like, how you talk to me when we're trying to get something done.
Yeah.
As long as it's not mm-hmm. coming from a disrespectful place, i.e. Right. It comes from a place of, like, let's do this, let's win. So he's trying different things. I'm like, no, done. Not going to work. Try something else. Like, we were just, yeah. like, so in sync with the puzzle. It was perfect. And I think that was everyone's, not everyone, other teams, like, they were trying to do their own thing together. When
yeah.
it's like, you really
yeah.
have to see the picture together. And I think like me yeah. and Tyson worked really well on that. So it was awesome.
It literally is a great story. We watched you guys go from last place to climbing to first place. And that's the beauty of the puzzle equalizer. I'm such a fan of equalizers because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You could have swam all of those laps and came in first place as we saw happened. And then that puzzle
yeah.
be like, well, hold up, Smokey. You're going to stop right here. And this is where it's going to happen. How did that feel? Feeling, I guess, going from feeling pretty much defeated to, oh, wait, we the champs. Like, how did that feel?
I wish I could go back to that moment. Mm. That was one of my favorite moments on the show, period, because it's just like kind of like a great life story. It's like whenever you feel like the underdog, you just don't give up and you steam ahead. And that's kind of what that was. And mainly it was just like a moment where I was like, okay, I don't want to get emotional, but it was like one of those moments where I was like, no one here believes in me. So what if I just believed in myself? And
yay.
What if I was just like, Tyson, we're going to fucking do this. Like, I want to win this because one, I can't fucking swim very well. Like, I can move in the water. I can get shit done. But I was like, what if I just believe in myself and believe in me enough for the both of us?
Yeah.
And I think like that was just like a really empowering moment for me. I fucking loved that. That was just fun.
Did he trust you to do the puzzle? Like, is that where you kind of was like, okay, you swam. This is my side. This is my turn.
It was more just like, he was just kind of like, you know what? Like, he wasn't talking. My biggest issue with Dom is just he talked down to me. Mm. And I'm a very big personality. I'm someone, you're going to notice me when I'm around.
Yeah.
So don't ever try to make me feel small or less than. Like, don't mm-hmm. do that. Don't do yeah. that. And so, like, with Dom in the challenge, like, I was telling him, I'm like, okay, these are two different ways you can plug the hole. What do you think is going to be best for you?
Yeah.
And he was like, worry about yourself. He Ooh, goes, I have a pool in my backyard. I have a pool. I can do you know how to stack? I said, period. I'll worry about myself.
Yeah.
And I mean, mm-hmm. I wish I didn't because I would have been like, plug the hole.
Right.
But with Tyson and the puzzle, like we got there and I looked at him, I said, I'm good at puzzles, Tyson. I'm good at puzzles. And he asked me that when we first saw the puzzles too. And he goes, okay. Not once was he like, no, you're not. Or like, I'm better. He was just like, he goes, mm-hmm. okay, cool. And that's the thing about Tyson. Like, exactly. Like he really analyzes everyone that he's partnered with and he likes to see their strengths and their weaknesses. And with their weaknesses, he's like, okay, how can I make them better? Or how can I mm-hmm. make them stronger? And that's what I really appreciate with him. Like, yeah, he comes off kind of a dick sometimes because he knows he's that bitch, you know? But he's still the kind of guy that's going to work with you. And I love that. And so when we got to the puzzle, I was like, come on. I said, let's do this. He goes, okay. And he let me try stuff. I let him try stuff. We cut each other off if we couldn't do it. I just really, really, really respect Tyson out of like almost everyone in the house. Like, he is just one of him and Ben are just like, even though they're so freaking competitive, they're still so sweet about it. Aww. And their arrogance, like, they're very arrogant people, but it's like just, they have every right to be, you know?
Yeah.
But you also said Tyson is the weirdest man in the best way. That was a direct quote. You said Tyson is the weirdest man in the best way. What exactly did you mean by that? Can you give us an example of how he's weird in a good way?
He is just one of the most interesting men I've ever met. Like, he would walk around in this like huge velvet robe. I'm like, where are you going, man? Like, why did you pack that? Like, what are you doing? Like, he was just so strange in the stories he would tell us. Like, at first, me and him, like, it's not that we didn't get along. We just didn't click because I don't understand sarcasm. Like, it goes right over my head because I take everything kind of literally. So I just never understood what he was talking about. So I was like, you're so weird. And then once I understood his humor, I was like, oh, wait, you're weird, but you're funny. So yeah, he was an honorary Love Island girl. Like, nobody knows this, but we had a handshake with him and everything.
Oh my God. I love that.
He's the best.
I love that. Tyson, the Love Island girl.
Yeah.
The way you describe him actually kind of, and I know I'm going to get some flack for this, but I'm just going to tell from our listeners, but kind of reminds me of Bananas, who is arguably the greatest, one of the greats, which is he is arrogant. He is cocky. But honestly, like when we were teamed up in a final, like we sang songs and I rode on his back for part of it. But like he was actually he was respectful in how he communicated to me, knowing that he was going to get more out that way. And he's respectful. Mm-hmm. I think if he has respects for you, he shows it, right? Just in how he communicates and talks to his partners. And I think that's been an advantage and gets him far. Whereas if you don't have that level of skill or level of emotional intelligence, then you talk down to people, it doesn't work well for you in the long run anyway, because now he's like burning bridges to build these bonds. And also, you're smart. No one in the challenge, which is what's great about this game. Now, there are some that are very close, but no one is 1,000% the best at everything. Yeah. So, you know, you have to be mindful of that when you're talking to other people. Speaking of that, though, what do you feel like, coming from your experience on Love Island, what do you feel that you brought from that experience to the challenge that was an advantage, right? Yeah. Like, what skill did you learn there that you felt like set you up for success or would help you in this challenge house?
I think besides social game, because that's just something that we just excel in. But I think for me, it's finding the fun in every single situation. And I think like people just don't understand how many cards were stacked against me walking into this experience. And this isn't me like victimizing myself because I'm not a victim at all. But with the situation where like people, you know, talk shit like, oh, she's talking about her ex again. Okay, we broke up 6 weeks before filming. Like this man, like I thought I was going to marry this man. Like we were looking at apartments. Like I thought that was my soulmate. So imagine going through that and then like living with that person, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's tough.
It's really freaking tough, but I mean, it was just a really uncomfortable situation because like I agreed with the breakup, but there was just so much that we didn't talk about. It was just so uncomfortable. I didn't want to be there. I wanted to leave the third day. I asked production to leave.
Did I was you just, almost not do it? Like when you got the call and you knew he was coming on, did you have any thoughts about turning down the offer because he was going to be there? Or
so we got casted together while we were together. So and I still was just kind of like, mm-hmm. So I was still kind of like, I mean, I was still like, I don't really know if I want to do it. So flash forward, we broke up. And then it's like a couple weeks before like the show. And I was still like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. So my Love Island girls that were going on the show, I talked to them, my friends, my family, and they're like, you need to go on the show for yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My biggest thing with my support system is they're like, are you going to let a man stop your bag? And I was like, right. Fuck. So I had to go on. I was like, I gotta go.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're sharing your story here too, because I think context that was missing. Obviously, we knew you guys were together. Obviously, yeah. we knew you guys broke up. But to realize that you got the call for this show, you entered into this challenge experience
as a couple
with the mindset as a team, right? As yeah. a couple. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's not that long of a turnaround from, you know, when you get the call to when you actually start filming and you guys go and start this whole journey. So
yeah.
to then break up during that time, yeah, that provides Ooh. A whole other level of context there.
Yeah.
Like anybody wouldn't want to spend time with their ex so close off of a breakup, especially when you were looking at moving in together and all these other things. Like that, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. At any point, was Cinco in any way inside of the house or right before you came in? Was he leading you on in any kind of way?
I knew this was going to be a messy question.
What do you mean?
Leading you on in any kind of way, meaning, I don't know, maybe still flirting with you, maybe still leaving a door open to possibility of working things out. Because I'm trying to piece together the whole, okay, so let's get into it. The whole you yep. and Tiffany and Cinco triangle, right? Why would
let's
you,
get into
yeah,
that.
Let's get into
Please
it.
Please, let's get into that. Because, oof, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you are like, totally fine. Girl, this is your story.
Let's just kick it off from the airport.
Yeah.
So I am not here to slander anybody, but Tiff like really fucking hurt my feelings. And I'm someone, if you hurt my feelings, I'm going to tell you, you mm-hmm. hurt my feelings. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Tiff and I, so her fans were like, you have to meet Cash. My supporters were like, you have to meet Tiff. She's the you from Big Brother. I was like, period. Looks fucking good. Let's go. Like, she plays a game. I was excited to meet her. We met at the airport like the very first day. We went to the bathroom together. This like security guard walked us to the bathroom and we're like showing each other out like what we're gonna wear for walking in. We vibed heavy. Okay. So at the airport, like her and Cinco were already like kind of really flirty. I heard rumors that they were together or they like hooked up. I did not give a literal fuck. Like this was my thing. Mm-hmm. The door was never open for me and Cinco to work things out because it would never work with us. Mm-hmm. We're just two different people. And what I want in a relationship and what I see as respect, and disrespect is different than what he thinks is disrespect. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it would never work because I constantly felt disrespected and he's like, I'm not doing anything. It just would never work out. Our values are just different. So I just didn't care. I'm like, I hope he finds happiness. I don't care who that's with. So I didn't care. I was excited to meet her. So the second day of the show, Tiffany was in the bathroom. I walk into the bathroom. I was like, hey girl, like, I know we were kikiing and then I didn't talk to you for 24 hours. I just needed a second. I said, listen, I don't care what's going on with you and Cinco. I don't care if you guys are together. I don't care if he's your best friend. I don't care if you hate that man. I want to get to know you. But my biggest concern is like kind of separating my journey and Cinco's journey. Mm. Obviously, mm-hmm. the way the show's portrayed, our journeys are one.
Yeah.
Not my dumbass thinking I could separate it, but whatever. So
You tried.
I tried hard, y'all. So she was like, girl, like, yes, like him and I are close, but like, it's not like that with us. I said, baby, I truly don't care, but thank you for saying that. Like, you didn't need to. I just want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. We were chumming it up. Like, then we were just, like, mm-hmm. chilling. We played games together. We talked. I wanted to get my boobs done, so I got my boobs done now. But during the show, I didn't yet. So she was, like, talking to me about the journey. Like, we were kikiing. Like, I thought we were close. Mm-hmm. And then I heard from someone.
Who?
There was just a lot going
Who?
On. I don't want to be messy.
Who? You're not.
Yeah, it's fine.
Who?
What does it start with? And then what's the next letter?
And then what's the whole
No,
letter?
Like, I can't. I really don't want to.
Cash, you've already been so transparent and so open. This is your time.
Now, Cash, we done already seen the Instagram videos.
That too.
We done already seen the Instagram videos, so you might as well go and talk.
Okay, so I was living my life, right? I thought me and Tiffany were really good friends. And then I'm hanging out, and Alyssa's trying to work with the Love Island girls. And Alyssa goes, yeah, like, and I was like, I said something. because everyone's talking about who should go in, and Tiffany's name was brought up by other people around the house, because Tiffany just wasn't very nice. She didn't come off as nice. Tiffany, in her mind, she's just being laid back and chilling, but it came off like she just didn't fuck with us. Like the girls, like some of the girls she just didn't really fuck with. It came off like, and people just didn't, she just rubbed people the wrong way. And I was like, that's my homegirl. Like, and then Alyssa goes, wait, you're her biggest target. I said, wait, me? They said, yeah. I was like, what? And I'm hearing that from multiple people in the house. Like, oh yeah, she's trying to get you out. I was like, wait, what? And then I'm hanging out at night. So the scene before you see Cinco carry Tiffany in the bedroom, right before that, I'm having a conversation with Shannon and Desi. And they're like, girl, like, just be careful with Tiffany. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, that's my homegirl. Like, what? And they were like, no, yeah, like, and then Desi tells me that Tiffany approached her and was like, let's fuck with Cache's mental. Let's fuck with her. Like, let's get her out of the house. Let's fuck with her mental. And Desi was like, I don't want to do that. So she basically asked Desi to like wear lingerie. This is what I heard, to wear lingerie and like play these little games with Cinco to get to me. Mm. What people don't realize is that Cinco is very flirty and I'm flirty too. That man was flirting with people while we were dating. He would flirt with, I don't care. Like, that's not going to hurt me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I was like, oh, you got it. I'm like, no. So then after I was told that, then Cinco brings in, he's carrying Tiffany. There's a scene of me saying, that's weird. Not because my ex-boyfriend's carrying another woman. It's because this is your, let's play with her mental. Like, pretending to,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think her ankle was hurt. Maybe it had a little twinge, but I'm like, baby. This was like her, in my opinion, what it looked like at the time is her playing games. And I'm just like, why are we doing this? And then for me, the reason why I was so hurt is like, I don't fuck with mental health. Like, that's not something I play around with. Obviously, play your games, do what you got to do, like play whatever gameplay you want to play. But fucking with someone's mental health, like if that was your whole thing, that's fucked. Thank God I'm a stronger woman than a lot of people give me credit for, because that's not enough to break me flirting with my ex-boyfriend. Baby, that's not enough. And then the scene of her being like, and then she's like on podcasts and interviews and saying that I was intimidated and jealous for her. Baby, I was never. Like, no offense, but like, I'm not worried about you in that way, especially with my ex. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried about you. Like, and I'm not. And I mean that in the best possible way, because I genuinely liked her. Like, I'm not the type of girl that's going to be jealous of someone I consider a friend or someone that I'm trying to get to know. What is there to be jealous about? Like, I love you. Like, I like you. I think you're beautiful.
So like, when you heard that in the house, because it definitely did come, and, you know, we've had her on the podcast, and it definitely, as a viewer, it did come across as jealousy. You guys being, jealousy and being intimidated. So it's interesting hearing your side. And this is why I'm glad you spoke. Yes. Like, this is why we say don't hold back, because there are things people don't know. And clarity. If you don't tell your story, people will write it for you.
But with that said,
when you heard that this was happening, especially because you thought she was your friend, you know, or whatever, that you guys were cool, did you go up to her and talk to her about it? Or have you like confronted that issue rather than just taking what you heard from Desi and then rolling with that?
Right.
Honestly, I did it. And yeah, I could have, but at that point it was already too far gone. Cause then she was like, just started like giving me weird looks. And then she would get mad if anybody would talk to Kylan. And then it just got so messy. I'm like, at this point, I'm gonna do what's best for my game. Yeah. My truth is that if anybody was intimidated by anybody, it's Tiff of me. Like, I think my history with Cinco made her uncomfortable. I'm like, baby, I can't do anything with the fact that I dated this man. Like, one time we were sitting and somebody mentioned something and she was like, damn, you guys must have really been in love. I'm like, yeah, we were. And she like gave me a dirty look. I'm like, are you mad that I have history with him? Like, it was just weird. It was weird vibes, man. And I just think, and I hear, now I'm hearing her side, like she thought that I was coming after her when I never was. So maybe this was her acting out of retaliation.
Yeah. Do you think people said stuff to her? Because the same way things were told to you that shifted your whole perspective, right? And how you handle things.
Of course.
Do you think there's a chance people were saying things to her on the flip side that, because maybe, this is just a theory, I wasn't in the house, so I don't know, but roll with me.
Of course.
Maybe there were other people who were intimidated by you both. And so the idea of helping pit you two against each other to essentially kind of take each other out was the bigger goal rather than just one person coming for the other. And again, I wasn't there, but,
of course,
you know, she seemed genuinely hurt by things that you did, and you're genuinely hurt by things she did. Yeah. And it sounds like there was a bunch of miscommunication.
She DMs me. She's like, let's talk.
Okay.
She's like, I'm hearing some stuff. I want to clear some stuff up. We have a 2-hour conversation. And she clears things up and she was like, were you intimidated by my friendship with Tinko? I said, baby, no, my whole issue with you, as soon as I heard, let's fuck with her mental, I was done with you. Cause I don't play that. Like my whole thing is like, play whatever game you want. As soon as it's below the belt, I'm out. Like, I don't fuck with that. Mm-hmm. And so we had a 2-hour conversation. She was like, well, I thought you were doing this. And I said, cool. We cleared it up. We apologized. Like I said, I'm sorry if I made you feel a type of way. She apologized. And then we were chill. FaceTiming all the time, mm-hmm. texting all the time, talking all the time. I met her son. Like, you know, she was talking to like guys, she would call me about it. Like we were like kikiing. So yeah. then I go to LA. And like her and Kylan have a history, and a bunch of us are at brunch. I can't parallel park, so I Ubered there. So then, period, I can't. So then Kylan's like, okay, so then we all went bowling afterwards. And then Kylan's like, okay, like I'll drive you. Cool. I get in his car. We post. I love all kinds of music. And we put on like a country song, and Kylan doesn't really listen to country. And I was like, oh, period, I'm putting you on. So I posted on my story. Since that day, she stopped fucking with me. She like calls me, calls Kylan. She's just kind of like, oh, like if you're going to hang out with Kylan, I'm going to call Cinco. I'm like, what are we doing?
Wait, she said that
she
to you?
She said that to she me actually on the said phone. That to yes. you? Yes. And there's witnesses. Everybody was there. And then I get off the phone with her and I look at Kylan and I said, yo, handle your shit. And I got pissed. And he was like, you can't be mad at me. Like, I didn't do anything. And I was like, no, true. Let me calm down. But this is what I mean about, I said, no, facts. I'll sit down. But this is what I mean about the below the belt stuff. Like people still to this day think that Cinco is my trigger. And now it's triggering me that like people can constantly mention this man's name, but that is my ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I do not give a fuck what that man is doing. And I don't mean that in a shady way. He's living his life. I'm living mine. We are no longer together. Mm-hmm. Why are you mentioning Max to me? I said, baby, you were on him in the house. You were on him before the house. I don't care what you're doing with that man. I said, if you are upset that I'm hanging out with your ex or whatever, I don't know what their story is. That's not my problem. And if you feel that way, voice it to me. Because at the end of the day, we were homegirls, I thought. So this is what I mean by the whole her being intimidated by women. Because I'm like, what are you doing? And I just got so upset. And since that day, I haven't uttered a word to her. We haven't talked to each other. And then she's in interviews slamming me. And I'm like, maybe it made her feel some type of way just seeing him in a car with another girl. I don't know what it is. But if I'm your homegirl at the end of the day, why are you coming at me like that?
To me, it sounds like both of you are hurt, not by these men, but by the actions of each other. Two women are hurt and are hurting each other.
And that's what I keep saying. I don't give a fuck about these men. I don't care about this dude. I don't care. Like, she's so jealous. She's all over. I said, I don't give a fuck about these men. And I was like, I can't, I don't know how much clearer I can make that. And I would never make my issues with Cinco like about another woman. I would never do that. I don't fuck with Zinko because I don't fuck with him. It has nothing to do with y'all. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and if he hurt my feelings, it's not because of the other woman. It's his actions. Like, and I keep saying that. It's never about the other girl. I'm like, I don't care who talks to him. And I didn't care then. I don't care now. But it's just all about respect for me. But yeah, that's my situation with Tiff. It's just weird. And I think that's why I always keep receipts, because I notice that she's never said that's not true. We were never close. Did it out. Like, it's just not true. Like, we got close. At least I thought we did. So it just really hurt my feelings, like her actions, because I'm just like, there's no reason for that. Like, girl, like, come on.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. When you were talking and you said you guys had a conversation over the phone and you brought up to her about, you know, her saying, you know, let's mess with Cachet's mental. Did she confirm or deny that?
She said, I didn't say it like that. I said, let's play with her or something like that. I said, maybe it's the same thing. That's what I told her.
So she did it.
She's like, I didn't mean it like that. I said, no matter how you meant it, like you literally said, like, but I wouldn't even been hurt by that if like 2 days before that I was like crying and I like wanted to leave. This was like, this was a week before she said, let's fuck with her mental. I was crying on the bed with Shannon. Shannon's my right hand. That's my best friend. Mm-hmm. So I was having a hard day. I was like crying with Shannon. Tiff came in, sees us crying, sits down, hugs me, kisses me on the forehead. She said, babe, if you're having a hard time, then get him out. Like, da-da-da. Like, don't let no man run it. Like, hyping me up. Da-da-da. And the next thing you know, the next week you're saying, let's fuck with her mental with Cinco. That's that fake shit I don't fuck with.
Yeah.
That's the entirety of me saying, that's weird. It wasn't because she was flirting with Cinco. So she made up that narrative when she knows I'd not give a fuck.
Ooh. Do you feel like with Cinco and Tiffany out of the house that you are now able to be more focused in the game?
Yeah.
When I tell you, it was the sexiest experience for me, like watching him leave. It was hard because obviously I want the best for him. And that's why, like in the episode where he was just like, she's manipulative. Da-da, I was like, everything that I did and I hate myself for it, was to protect him. You know what I mean? Not everything, but in a sense, like, I was like, I was always looking out for that man, always. Like, I could have walked into the house and been the crazy ex that people are trying to portray me to be. People are like, what happened with you? Mm-hmm. And Zika? I could have been like, fuck him, don't trust him, blah, blah. I didn't say nothing. I was just like, get to know him, mm-hmm. period. Mm-hmm. And so with that whole thing, like watching him leave, like it was sad because I know how much he wanted it and I wanted to help him in any way that I could. But selfishly, that's when I started thinking for myself. I'm like, it's better for my game. It just was. Like,
was it actually better? Because we saw the rage.
Oh, she was hot.
At which Sarah looked up. I mean,
I said single leaving was better for my game. Not she Sarah and her turkey bone.
Sarah staying, my God. I am concerned on a bunch of levels that we don't need to get into, but the vengeance on her face, Lord. Was it really as intense as when we saw it on the show, or was it more intense? Was it less intense? What was it like in person?
Oh my God. It was more intense. Okay. It gets crazy.
Uh-oh.
And I think with Sarah, I still fuck with her heavy, and we're still close. But it took a minute to get there. I'm almost sad.
Did you guys take a bus ride? Did you guys, because I know in the challenges I've done, we would always
ride back
pre-COVID, but we would take a bus ride to the arenas, uh-huh. right? Were you guys taking like a bus ride or a shuttle to get to? Okay, so then yes,
awkward.
At any point were there conversations had, like how when the cameras weren't rolling, did she go up and say anything to Tyson? Was she fuming?
Let me give y'all a tidbit. This is something I probably shouldn't say, but after the elimination, you know how when you walk out and you have to wait for a second and then you go on the bus? Mm-hmm. That's where shit went down.
Okay, so what happened?
Me, Leo, Sarah, yelling at each other.
No,
so
Tyson, though.
There was a moment where, like, even though it was Tyson, I'm not going to say it was all him because I'm his partner, but at the end of the day, I did not want that to happen. Yes, I went along with it. That's my fault. But, like, this is the issue with being everybody's homie and being, like, friends with everybody. It's like, how could you do that, Cash? You were close with me. Like, we were close. Like, I can't say too much. Like,
we'll get on we'll a group chat.
Right? No, like, we have, like, it's like, juicy.
So another thing, did you at all give Sarah and Leo a heads up? Like, because it sounds like she was really mad at you because she was genuinely blindsided. So what happened then?
Yeah, so she was blindsided. So this is the thing, like, right before eliminate, you know how, like, you have to do the walkout? Mm-hmm. So before we did the walkout, I walked up to Tyson and said, who are we putting in? I had no way. I still didn't know. Because he was like, let me talk to people because I still wanted to listen. David, he's like, I'll see. I'll talk to people. Da, 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 da. I walk up to him. I'm all dressed for the final, for the elimination. I said, who are we doing? Who are we throwing in? He goes, we're doing it. I was like, okay, cool. I like walk away. I was like, I'm going to go tell Sarah. He goes, no. He goes, you can't. I was like, why? He's like, it's going to blow up the house. And he goes, we can't have that. He goes, we can. He goes, you don't understand. She's going to tell Ben. Her and Ben are going to freak out. It's going to blow up the house. Like, I'm telling you, how it was done is just not my character. Like, I am a heads up type of bitch. Like, I don't want the same thing. Like, me and Tyson completely flipped the house upside down, and it was never the same because of that one move.
Girl, I cannot wait.
Wait until you guys
get ready
see.
For rivals.
Period.
If you do another challenge, are you going to take swimming lessons beforehand? By the way,
I took swimming lessons before this one.
Oh. But like, the backstroke was good, sis. We saw it. The backstroke was good, sis.
Don't come for me. We did. And I also learned how to swim more. So someone unexpected helped me. They told me something that made swimming click for me.
Okay.
Can I tell you? Should I tell you?
Yes, tell me.
Okay,
tell us.
TJ.
Oh.
Like one challenge. Ooh. TJ's like, Cash, do this. And once you, I was literally like, it just made so much, because I didn't understand what my arms were supposed to be doing. So he was like, you need to scoop and pull. I was like, scoop and pull? Yo, it was the craziest experience of my life because it just made sense.
Let me write that down.
Like, TJ has these little moments. Yes. You know what, TJ? We love you.
We love him.
He has such a good heart. Yes. I love TJ. And that means he really liked you if he was giving you little tips. And speaking of TJ, he is like the ultimate challenge legend.
Yes.
But what challenge legends would you love to see on Love Island?
Big T.
Ooh, yes.
Put my queen on.
Yes. She would be so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Big T.
I feel like there's like, and even like Bananas, like I feel like it'd be amazing to watch to watch him deal with like two girls fighting over him. Like,
we watched that
his
already.
Everyday life.
No, that's like, I mean like in a situation where it's like love, because it's different in on like the challenge watching those girls fight, but like in a scenario where they're creating the perfect atmosphere for you to fall in love. will we see him fall? Mm. I feel like Love Island should do something like that, where it's like an all-stars like season. And it's not just all-star Love Island people, but it's people just from like different shows, and you just throw them in a mm-hmm. house and say, hey, fall in love.
That'd then they need to I would call never do me. Love Island I again. Love it. They need okay. to call me because X on the Beach didn't Bond work.
In there.
So call
put
me.
Jet
call
from me. Real World Brooklyn in there.
Don't call me.
Put Cachet back in there and let me host it. There we go. That,
no.
That's
God,
Cachet
no.
said one
put Big
done.
Easy in
she
there.
Said one
I'm just
done.
Kidding.
I did it. I fell in love. It didn't work out. I'm going to just meet people like a regular way. It's not even Love Island that's the issue. It's just being a public relationship.
Yeah.
Like I feel oh, yeah. like... more relationships would work out if the media and like the fans weren't so obsessed with us. Like when Cinco and I were dating, we were getting care packages, like spa dates. Like whenever people thought we were fighting, they would send us like a spa package. Like oh, like a 24 hours of luxury. I said, you think that's gonna fix what oh was gosh. Going on? Like it was
yeah.
it was insane. Like people like loved us, and it yeah. was so much pressure, bro. Like it's just too much. It was too yeah. much. I'm going to just date a regular, degular ass dude and just like keep it private.
Not regular, degular.
What do you
maybe
do?
Just regular, but let's take the degular out.
You work.
Okay.
yeah, let's do regular. Maybe not the degular, just the regular.
No, true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So before we get you a man, we are going to get you a question
yes.
in a little segment shit. We like to call Pick Your Poison.
Yeah.
The way that we do this is that we have three questions. One of them is my question. One of them is thought up by the lovely Davon. And one of them is from Instagram. Now, they could be, one of them could be super easy. Like, you know, what is your favorite food? And then one of them could be really messy.
In your business.
And you won't know which one.
I want a messy one.
Oh,
end it. Let's end it messy. People talk shit about me. Yeah. Let's
yes.
do it.
Look at you loose. You would think that we drink on this podcast, and we don't. I love how loose people get and get comfortable. Yes, let's do it. Okay, Day, I'm gonna kick it over to you, sis.
Okay,
why don't you ask this question?
Oh, she messy. Oh, period.
Yeah, she's the messy one of the
so
two.
So we lock it in with Davon. We lock it in.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Am I gonna regret this?
I am so glad.
Oh, shit.
I am. So glad you locked in, girl. Yes, girl.
Right,
run for Jesus. Run for Jesus.
I said, I'm praying. I said.
So, for Kylan's birthday, we saw you upload.
My connection's yes! bad. My connection's bad. My connection's bad.
We saw you upload that birthday video, twerking that thing, shaking that back. We saw it, okay? So I want to know, what was the deal with the video? Is there something going on between you and Kylan? And was
Damn.
The motive behind that video pettiness towards Tiffany?
They
Explain
said
yourself.
Parts. Yo, let yes. me say this, because people coming for me, I'm glad we chose this question. Okay, we were there for Alyssa's birthday. Mm-hmm. I was like, I planned this for 3 weeks. I said, I'm going to get this girl a stripper, like in the movies where like someone orders a pizza and it's like a stripper. So I literally typed in male strippers in Miami, and this third one I got. The man, I'm going to send you guys the pictures. I don't know if you guys saw like what the man was supposed to look like and what he actually looked like. We got Cap the Fuck Bitch.
No, please send.
Yo, like the man was supposed to be so sexy. He was probably like 27, like light eyes, dark hair, sexy as hell. The man who came was like 44, like had a heavy accent, creepy eyes, got too close. Like, it was the most uncomfortable experience of my life. And I was supposed to go to the Pretty Little Thing Miami Swim Week show. And I was like, I'd rather see the stripper, because what if you look the fuck good? And everyone's cheering, yes, Cash, you're like, you did your thing. No, the man came in, and I was immediately like, I opened the door and I was like, can I help you? He goes, I'm a stripper. I said, so he comes in and I was like, you don't look like your picture. And everyone started laughing. They're like, Cash. I was like, you don't look like who I paid for. And he was
right.
like, oh, like, what do you mean? I show him the picture. Okay, I'm giving details. I don't matter. Okay, cool. So he comes out. He like start. He does the robot. And I was like, wait. I get up.
It.
Just to like try to make it like a joke. I push the stripper down. And I said, let me show you how it's done. And I like give him this like sexy. Nobody filmed that though. I give him this laugh dance. And everyone's like, that was hot, period. I said, you can go now. I said, not me doing your job better. So he leaves. So then I don't know who turned the music back on. I think it was DX. He goes, all right, Cash. okay, because everyone's uncomfortable. So we all start stripping for Alyssa to make her feel comfortable. We dance on Alyssa. And then it's Kylan's birthday as well. It's a combined birthday party, Alyssa and Kylan. Mm-hmm. So then, like, everyone throws Kylan down there. Cache, give Kylan one. So I give him a dance. DX gives him a dance. We all start dancing around, both of them. Like, it was just innocent fun. I literally said, as soon as we got there, I said, guys, there's obviously drama going on with Tiff and I. Please don't post anything. If I'm, me and Kylan made sure not to take pictures standing next to each other. Like, we just didn't want the drama. So Brent from, I think he's from Big Brother, Brent, he filmed the video. I was like, yo, take that down. It was up for maybe 6 minutes and then a fan recorded it. But no, it wasn't petty. No, it wasn't messy. It was just innocent freaking fun. It did look kind of petty and I kind of liked that. It looked a little petty for a second when I was drunk and then I was like, nah. But no, I immediately told him to delete it. But because it's like, at the end of the day, that's just not who I am. I'm not going to fight fire with fire and be petty, you know? It just wasn't.
Also, Brent posted it. I thought you posted
it. Girl, no!
That's why I was like, was it messy?
No, if I would have posted it, I would have tagged her. Like, come on, I'm a real bitch. Like, no.
Oh, Lord.
No, I literally told Brent, I'm like, Brent, delete it. Like, that's not the vibe. Like, it was never, I'm not going to dangle a man in front of, no. Like, that was her game. That's her game. That's not how I play. At the end of the day, I'm going to handle things like a woman. I was just having fun. Like, I never do things in spite of other people. I do it to have a good time. And I gave him a dance. Right. We all did. And honestly, like, he deserved it. I paid for a stripper that made everyone uncomfortable. Like, you can have some of these funds. All y'all can. I danced for everyone. It was just supposed to be fun. And I hate that it was made into something that it wasn't. It's just not like that, you know?
So, I mean, you didn't answer part two, is there anything between you and Kylan? Anything?
No, I mean, me and Kylan did get really, really close because there was a moment where he kind of talked down to me and I was like, why do you talk to me like that? And he like opened up to me about like, you know, him being on the spectrum and his autism. And we just got like really close because of that. And then there was one night when I got drunk, you know, the first and only night I got drunk on the challenge. And nothing happened. We were just like flirting and we were just like, I was like, yeah, babe, you know. And then I went to bed. And that was it. Like, that was it. But no. Nothing like that. I was missing
you. Your cheekbones real high right now. Your cheekbones are touching your eyelids. They touching your eyelids.
I'm nervous for when that comes out because it's gonna be so fucking messy. People are gonna be like, oh, I knew she was da la la. I was like, yeah, we were drunk flirting in the gym. Like, they shit.
I mean, but we to be clear, Cash. We can see your, because I'm watching the video right now of the lap dance and the chemistry, even if all of y'all were dancing around, the chemistry in that brief moment, though, Cash, is like palpable. Like, you can see.
Guys,
like,
I looked the fuck good that night. There was chemistry all over the place.
Yeah, you did,
like,
girl.
Like, what you mean? I looked fucking good. Put a black girl in Barbie pink, it's done. Like, it's over. I think, like, I've chemistry with a lot of people, you know? It's just like, I just have a good time, but I don't think it's, no, it wasn't malicious. We were just having a good time. He's handsome, but, you know, I'm just having a good time.
Oh my goodness. I know we're about to wrap this thing, but I have to say, like, I am a super reality TV person, not just because I've been on reality TV. I just love it all together. And I want to let you know that when your season of Love Island came out and you sat down, girl, on that first day and you took that wig off, my heart was there. I loved you from that moment on moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So just thank you for being unapologetically you. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Cash, where can the people find you and your next lap dance video?
Oh my God.
Social channels.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at Cache Profit.
Love it so much. Thank you for opening up and being here, girl. It was so fun. We're glad you told the story.
I love you guys.
We love you too. I'm glad you came, girl.
We do.
This gave us, well, me, let me speak for myself. This gave me an opportunity to really get to see your personality and get to see you for you. You know what I'm saying? And I just love it. I love when I get to see reality TV. And I know it's reality TV, so it's supposed to be real, air quotes, right? But when you really get to see that person in human form, it's totally different. And so I'm just glad that you came here and showed us you.
Of course. Thank God.
I totally agree.
Thank you for asking me to come on. I'm like, oh shit, what's it gonna be? But I feel a little
Yeah, you were nervous. You were nervous when we started. I could see it all over your face.
No,
you were definitely nervous.
I get so nervous because I just be chatting and then people like twist my words and I'm like, I didn't mean it like that, because I'm just someone who just I'm gonna chat, I'm gonna share my story, and I just hope it's not messy. Like, but I don't know, if it gets messy from this interview, I'm like, it's my truth. And if y'all go, hey, you're not hey either way. So
Exactly. Life is messy a little bit, but thank you for showing your side, because it just shows that even when we watch the show and even of all the things we see, A, the contestants, the competitors are real people. Mm-hmm. And two, there's so much we don't get to see. So like the fact that you and Tiff had a conversation afterward, like there's just so much context that's missing. And it just opens up, because I'm not going to lie. And when we had Tiff on, I definitely was like, Cachet's a hater.
Period.
And now hearing your story, it's like, oh, there's more to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
And it's so glad to have you, sis.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me, you know, pop my shit on here.
Yes, girl. Anytime. You just won't be booking the strippers.
Right.
So thank you.
You can't put that number.
Thank you very much. And can't wait to start the group chat.
Yes. We're excited to see the rest of your journey on the Challenge USA.
Yes.
And don't at me. Don't at me when you're watching this. It was cute before, but don't at me.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Wow, Day. We got a lot from Cachet. So grateful for her stopping by and dropping some gems, telling her story. I have a whole new perspective on her. Can't wait for our group chat, because we've got a lot to share. Huh. But speaking of sharing, where can everyone find you on social, Queen?
Yes, as the mayor of Twitterville, USA, you can find me on Twitter at @DayDayVon_. You can also find me on Instagram at @DayVonDiane_. And then you can also find me on YouTube at @DayVonDiane and TikTok, where I'm ticking and talking and talking and ticking. And you can find me there at @DayDiane_. What about you, Miss Devin?
They can find me on Instagram or Twitter. That's @DevinSimone, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. And then they can find me on TikTok. That's @Devin_Simone. And you can find me on Reddit, in the Challenge Reddit. So go there. I lurk and comment sometimes. So if you have questions, by the way, for Pick Your Poison, drop them in the comment section below on Apple Podcasts, or share it with us on our social media using the hashtag #AskChallengeUSA. Day and I really do look at the questions. Oftentimes we'll respond back or shout you out or what have you. So tag us, use the hashtag #AskChallengeUSA.
Yes. And if you like this episode, make sure you rate it and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend, tell your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your cousin, your uncle.
We are still waiting on your grandmama's review.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Or as Devin said last time, tell your ex, unblock them and then block them back after you tell them.
Unblock them. Tell them. Make sure that they download it and review, then block them again. And then after you do the unblocking and blocking, make sure you catch new episodes of The Challenge on CBS and Paramount Plus.
And we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast, Challenge USA Edition.
You know it's your favorite place to be.
Yes, it is.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, You're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.